Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I'm your host today. And today I have a special guest. All my guests are special, but this one's really special. Laura Duga. I say that right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Laura spells her last name D-U-G-A-S, but we don't pronounce that S.
Nope.
We just put it on there.
We just put it on there to make sure people know who I am. If they say the S, we know they don't know me.
Of course, you married into that name. What's your maiden name?
Freiner, a good Irish name.
Yeah. Laura, she's going to talk about the Rotary Chili Fest dinner coming up March 3rd, 11 to 2. And she is, as far as the Rotary Club, you are kind of high up. You're the district secretary, the assistant district governor, and president-elect. You've done really well.
We actually have 10 assistant district governors, so it's not as prestigious
good.
As it sounds.
It sounds really good. Okay. How long have you been in Rotary?
Oh, I've been in Rotary 11 years now.
11 years.
Yeah.
Cool. Now we'll go back a little bit. Now, where were you born?
I was born in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah, Honolulu.
And you left Hawaii to come to Jersey County. How'd that
I was
happen?
4 years old when I left. I didn't really have a lot of choice when we left.
Okay.
And we actually moved from Hawaii to Virginia, and it was wintertime when we got there, so I saw my first snow.
Were you happy? Were you excited about that snow?
Yeah. I was four, so yeah.
Yeah. So do you remember Hawaii at all much?
Only a little bit. Yeah. I remember being on the beach with my family. Uh-huh. And, you know, a couple times little bit about the house that we lived in, but only that my brother closed the door on my hand.
Yes. Those memories.
Those things stick.
And you said your dad was in the Navy?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a radioman.
Okay. To Virginia, then how long Virginia, and then where were you off to?
So we lived in Virginia until I was in second grade, between second and third grade, 74, we moved. So came back to Illinois. My parents were from Illinois.
Okay.
And so we moved back and been here, well, I can't say ever since, but I was here through college.
Okay. Yeah. And where'd you meet your husband? And what's his name?
So my husband's name is Patrick.
Yeah.
And we actually met in Hawaii.
You did?
Yes, on a TDY, temporary duty. We were on we were both in the Air Force, and we were assigned to a ship.
I see. How old were you when you went into the Air Force?
It was right after college, so I was 23.
Okay. How about him? Is he about the same?
Right age? After college as well.
Okay. Were you guys working side by side?
Well, on the ship we were.
Yeah.
But we had this different career fields. He was a missileer, and I was an intelligence officer.
Intelligence officer.
Yeah.
I see. So an intelligence officer, give me the lowdown. What'd you do as intelligence officer?
Really, it's the same thing I do now. I'm a real estate agent now, and my job is to give people information so that they can make the best decision. So that's what I did as an intelligence officer. We got as much information as we could, gave it to the decision makers, and they decided what to do with that information.
Okay. With real estate, you work with Market Pro.
Yes.
Okay. How long you been with them? How long you been in the real estate business?
Well, I've been in real estate 8 years, and with Market Pro, I've been there about 2.5 years.
Okay. Yeah. And you like Market Pro?
I do. It's a nice company to work for. Great people. We have 40 agents. And so there are a lot of really good agents.
How many locations for Market Pro?
Three right now. We have the main office is in Alton. And then we have an office here in Jerseyville and another office in Hardin. Okay. We had an office in Bethalto, but we're waiting to we're trying to find another place to.
Now, what was your connection with Bethalto? I know you had a connection.
I was I went to school in Bethalto from third grade on.
Okay.
And graduated from high school there. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah,
because I hear we're rivals now. Yeah. We weren't rivals when I was in school. Our rivals for Bethalto at the time were Roxana and Wood River. That's who we always went after. But
it's always been a good rivalry, though.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, it's been a good one. So you're into real estate. So what's going on in real estate? How's the business in real estate? Are things selling? Are they hard to find? What's the story?
So right now.
Around here,
things are selling. The really what we need in our market is more inventory. We don't have enough. There's some new construction actually happening in Jerseyville, but there's not enough new construction to keep up with what people want.
What would be the best, what do you see would be the best thing for people to build to sell? What is it typically?
Well, it really, a lot of the things we're seeing are 3-4 bedrooms that are being built, bigger houses, higher, bigger square footage.
Yes.
But you have a lot of people right now. We have an aging group of people and you have a lot of first-time home buyers that are looking for smaller homes.
It's like two bedrooms?
Two bedrooms.
What's the perfect house? Two bedroom, living room, kitchen?
Well, and the perfect house depends on the person.
Yeah, I know, but in general.
But with, like, after COVID, we've got a lot of people that are working from home now, too. So having that third bedroom or an extra room where you can have an office is a good thing to have.
And you need – can you get by with a carport, one-car garage, two-car garage, as far as making it reasonable? Because, you know, the more square footage, the higher it is. And you got to keep it reasonable enough for people to buy.
Well, a garage doesn't count for your under-air square footage. So
I know, but it still costs money.
It costs money, but.
And it is a deciding factor when people want to buy.
When you go outside today and you say, do you want to be out in a carport or do you want to be in a garage? That's, you know, on cold days, people say, I really like to have a garage.
Yeah.
And it depends, you know.
But do you have to have a garage?
I can tell you that most of my buyers want to have a garage.
Mm-hmm. At least a one car?
At least a one car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and right now I've got a gentleman who's kind of a mechanic type person, so he would like to have a big garage and a small house.
Yeah, he wants a four-car garage.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the price line? What's a great price line for those wanting to buy their first home and for seniors?
So, honestly, we've got a lot of people that are looking around 100, 120 first-time home buyers trying to find things. It's very difficult to find them.
100, 120, yeah, that's tough.
It's tough to find anything that will fit that even.
Yeah.
I just.
But if you had one, you could sell it.
Oh, I could sell it a dozen times.
Okay.
I just had a client that we were putting an offer in on a house that was $225,000.
Mm-hmm.
It had 9 offers on it. So it can be a lot of competition for houses because the inventory is so low.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a seller's market right now.
I see. Well, let's get on to the Chili Fest.
Absolutely.
And the Rotary Club. That's why you're here.
Right.
And, of course, we got the big chili. What do you do at the Chili Fest? Are you making chili in the back? Or are you seating people? What's your job?
So I actually have done just about anything related to Chili Fest.
Yeah.
But we make the chili. We have people that are heating it up and making sure it's ready to go. And then we have people that are working the service line. So they're dishing out the chili, rolling up the hot dogs in the foil packs. And we actually have a carry out section, so you don't have to sit down. You're welcome to come in, sit down and enjoy the day, have as many bowls of chili as you'd like, Or you get your carry out, you come in and we have people working carry out, packaging it up, making sure you have your cookies, your hot dogs, your bowl of chili or beef vegetable soup. And so you're all set to go.
$10.
$10.
$10. Can't beat it.
Can't beat it.
Got to stop in.
And not only that.
Support it. Hey, if you're just joining us, I got Laura Duga with me. She is district secretary, assistant district governor, and president-elect of the local Rotary. And she's talking about it. You got 20 members, approximately.
Yeah, just under.
Under 20. Yeah. And always looking for more.
Yeah, always looking for more.
Yes. Okay. So what does the Rotary Club do?
So
with all the money they're going to make off this Chili Fest.
So we do at least one international project and one local project a year. Each club does that.
Okay.
And so this year for our international project, we donated money. Some of the money we've raised, we donated to a place in Africa. These people don't have dentistry. There's not enough dentists. They needed a air compressor to help run the tools. They don't have a lot of dental care there. So they were a club in Edwardsville was working with these dentists and a clubs in Africa to try to get help oral hygiene.
Right. Yeah.
But in Jerseyville, the Baptist Church has a backpack program where they put lunches in backpacks for our kids in our
community,
from Graft and the whole Jersey Community High School. So
from grade school to high school?
Grade school to high school.
Okay.
All the way through. They get them backpacks during the school year. So over the weekends when they're not getting school meals, they'll have something to eat. There are unbelievably a lot of kids in our community that don't have just the basic foods.
Wow.
So
That's hard to believe.
It is. And it's great to be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
And the Baptist Church covered them during the school year. But over Christmas, there was a gap where they weren't going to have meals. And that's a long time to go without.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So we got together. We actually got a grant from our district to help with extra funds for this, and we put together meals for our kids.
Yeah,
and it's actually a fun thing to do.
Well, it's a great thing to do. And it's another reason why people need to come and have lunch at the Chili Fest.
Yeah, you're eating
support this.
Food can help feed kids. We had 162 kids, and they had three meals for 6 days. So
three meals for 6 days?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, and they just come there? They just walk over? Or how do they get the meals?
We deliver them to the schools, and the schools distribute them to the kids.
Okay. All right.
So, make sure that we hit the kids that need them.
Any other projects going on that you're famous for?
Famous for? Actually, we've been doing, and I don't even know how long we've been doing this project. It's called the Dictionary Project.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, I've heard of this.
Yeah, the third graders across 10 schools, not just in Jersey County, but we also hit Carrollton, Calhoun, and Shipman.
Mm-hmm.
So we hit all the third graders with dictionaries. Every year we give them a dictionary to help with literacy. It's one of the areas where Rotary focuses on.
Uh-huh.
Because if you know how to read, you can help lift yourself up.
You can.
Literacy is an important thing.
Yeah.
So we deliver these dictionaries. And the dictionaries are cool because they're not just dictionaries. The front half is a dictionary and the back half is reference. So it's got things on the planets. The kids always love the sign language that's in there, too.
Okay.
So they can learn the sign language alphabet as well.
All right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's That probably takes quite a bit of money to get all those dictionaries put together, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. We have 15 cases of dictionaries, and really we reach out to schools. A couple of the schools over in Brussels are only like 2 to 6 kids a year.
Okay.
So it varies, but no, there's no school too small that we won't hit. I've even given some to some homeschool kids.
Now, you make all this money just off the Chili Fest, or do you have anything else going on?
It's our major fundraiser. We do most of our projects off of that, and sometimes we do we have other fundraisers. We did a special fundraiser in October for Polio Plus. Rotary is, since 1985, has been working to eradicate polio across the world. Right. And we've been very successful. We've partnered with other businesses and nonprofits to try to make polio a thing as obscure as smallpox. No one knows anybody who's had smallpox. Yeah. And we do know people who've
had... That was quite a disease for many years in our past, for sure.
Well, and polio it's a debilitating disease. It causes paralysis, and it affects kids.
Yeah, it usually affects kids
starting out, and it's lifelong issues. So we want to make sure that we want to make it so that polio is eradicated, and in order to do that, you can't have any what's called wild polio. That's polio that you can get polio from
animals.
No, from the vaccine. It's a live vaccine.
Okay.
So sometimes people can have a version of it that comes, if they're not inoculated or vaccinated against it, then they can have they can actually get it from people who've been vaccinated against it. So
no polio in the United States. Is there any polio going on in the rest of the world?
There are only two countries that currently have polio, and they're up in the kind of the hard to reach areas in the mountains of Afghanistan and Pakistan. So there were, and I'm wanting to say it was under 30 cases total.
Okay.
But
you make a point to get there and try to get the kids vaccinated.
And it's not an easy thing because there are people in those areas that are, they don't like foreigners. They don't trust the government. And so when people are going up into those areas, it can be dangerous, but they develop a rapport with the leaders and are able to get the
And you got to convince them
people
to take this
vaccination,
which they're probably leery of, with foreigners.
But they managed to do it, and we're getting fewer and fewer cases, and hopefully we'll get to the point where we can have 2 years with no new cases, and then polio will be eradicated.
Great. Well, that's a great project.
It is.
And so back to the Chili Fest.
Right.
All right. Yes. Chili Fest is March 3rd, which is at a
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah. March 3rd is a Tuesday, 11 to 2, beef vegetable soup, hot dogs, cookies, and of course, Laura's homemade chili, right?
Well, we do make it from scratch every year. Actually, we have a Rotarian who retired, and he is our chili guy, Charlie Huebner.
Oh, yeah, Charlie. Yeah, Charlie.
He's a great guy. Every year he retired from Rotary a few years back.
Yeah.
But he comes back every year to help us with the chili to make sure we're doing it right.
Yeah. No mistakes.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. So that's great. It's a good time, and it's a great thing to be doing. So I think you'll probably do great again. How many people do you usually serve? You got any idea?
Well, I don't know exactly how many people we serve, but I can tell you we make a large pot of beef vegetable soup and usually five-gallon
pots
of chili.
Okay, so you got 25 25 gallons of chili.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
then another 5 gallons of beef vegetable.
I would love to be scraping the bottom at the end of Chili Fest and have lots of people come out, because it does help. It does help our community. It comes back into the community, and you're helping others by eating chili.
Yeah. And you could buy some and take it to other people that you know.
Right. And
to your whole office.
We have a lot of Rotarians around. You can go and see any of us to buy tickets. We have Sharon Cameron over at Royal Banks.
Okay.
Denny Ford.
Yeah.
State Farm. Rice Seed Company. We have members of the hospital that are selling tickets. G-Tech.
But you don't have to get it. You don't have to buy ahead of time.
You can just show up. No, you don't.
Right. As long as you got 10 bucks.
10 bucks at the door.
Cash. No credit card. Right?
No credit card.
Gotta have cash.
Gotta have cash. But and if people want to learn more about Rotary, we'll all be there, so you can ask us about Rotary then.
I see. Yeah. That's great. Well, Laura, any last words before we wrap up this interview?
Well, I would love to see everybody in Jerseyville or Jersey County come in and enjoy
and Greene County.
We'll take anybody.
Yeah, we'll take them all.
I actually have a client that I always give tickets to from, he's down in Godfrey, and he comes up every year and donates to the cause. But we would love to have service-minded people come in and ask us about Rotary and join us and help us to make Rotary even better.
Okay.
We can't do this without support from the community and the members. So if you're service-minded, we have a four-way test of Rotary, of the things we think, do, and say. Is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? Will it be beneficial to all concerned? So if you're a person who can put service above self and loves to help the community, we'd love to have you join our club. And if you don't have the inclination to join our club, join us for chili.
Hey, you've been invited by the assistant district governor of Rotary. So show up, folks. Thanks for coming in, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
You have a great day.
I appreciate it.